everyone, it's Chloe, and I'm so excited to share something fabulous with you, Vogue's first ever global fashion community, Vogue Club. Our members get to mingle with Vogue editors, yes, including me, and fellow fashion enthusiasts at exclusive events around the world. And that's just the start. Membership opens doors to the fashion industry, bringing you expert career advice and insider style and beauty tips. What are you waiting for? Head over to Vogue.com/membership to join, and here's a little treat. Use code TRT20 and snag 20% off your membership. That's TRT20 for 20% off your ticket to Vogue Club. Are you in? This is The Run Through. I'm Chloe Mao.
And I'm Cher Minardi, and we are on day two of our female designer series for Fashion Month.
This is sort of our version of a Shark Week this Fashion Month, and we are spotlighting the female designers that we love and love to wear. And this ties in with our spectacular March issue, which is an entire issue homage to female designers.
Chloe, you spoke to today's guest, right?
Oh my God, I certainly did. I had an amazing in-person conversation with the one and only Victoria Beckham. I am very excited to hear your take on this interview because she was so charming. She told me about the Beckham family group chat. I asked her a question that got her very flummoxed. And yes, one of the most exciting moments that you too can take away some Victoria Beckham with you is that they are releasing a set of Spice Girls stamps for all of your thank you notes that you have come.
Stop it. I feel like we need to do a story on this.
Oh, I know. We definitely do. I would love a Beckham family stamp series.
Me too.
Like Harper on the stamp.
Oh my God. So crazy.
And here we are. Welcome to the Run Through with Vogue, Victoria. We are so excited to have you. And I want to know, welcome to New York. What do you pack when you're traveling?
Oh my gosh.
To New York City.
Pack a lot. I like to have options.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah, I like to have options, so quite a lot. Because okay. You never know what you might need. So.
Do you plan your outfits ahead of time? That was, I have to say, one of my favorite moments of the groundbreaking documentary, Beckham. And I loved that David plans his outfits a week in advance. Mm-hmm. Do you have the same thing happening in your closet?
You know I do. Okay. I like to make sure that I have all eventualities covered. So, Okay. Yeah, I do. I like to be quite organized.
Okay.
But have options for sure.
You started the clothing line, Victoria Beckham, in 2008. Why? What was the original thought bubble that said, this is what I'm going to do?
You know, I think it's always been a passion and a dream that became a reality. And, you know, I had the support of some incredible people mm-hmm. and some mentors, but it was really me just having a dream and making that dream a reality.
And did you feel like you had to prove yourself or change in any way to be taken seriously as a fashion designer?
No.
Okay.
I think that there was a naivety back then. You know, if I had known now, then, if that's the right way, I might not have had the courage to do it. But, you know, there was a naivety that had a sense of freedom about it.
Was there one moment you can think of when you felt like, oh, I've made it as a designer. I am a designer now and the world is watching.
I would say that after my first show in Paris, mm-hmm. I felt very proud, very accomplished. And I felt that I have worked very hard over the years to earn my place there mm-hmm. and earn the right to feel that I deserve to be there, if you like. Mm-hmm. But I feel that I have to continue to prove to myself, not to anybody else. You know, I was always quite aware that people might have preconceptions.
Right. What is your process like now? Like, how many collections are you working on? What is the day-to-day?
So 4 collections a year, 2 main collections, 2 pre-collections, and obviously we have accessories and everything else that goes on, mm-hmm. collaborations that we might be working on. But I'm very, very hands-on, very involved with the design team, mm-hmm. with the atelier, with the business side of things as well. So there is a lot. Plus, we also now have, you know, beauty.
Yes.
And we have fragrance. So,
and is that all under one roof? Where's your
atelier?
It is.
Well, it's incredibly multifaceted. You know, I have 2 main teams. I have fashion based in the UK mm-hmm. and beauty based in New York. So I go between the two cities.
Can you tell me a little bit what is the day in the life of Victoria, sort of work-life balance? Are you going to the office every day? Are you sort of sketching at home in the morning?
I go to the office most days. You know, I get up early, I work out, I take Harper to school.
Give me specifics. How early are we talking about? What is the workout?
Okay, so, well, it depends. If Dave is traveling, then I get up extra early to work out before taking Harper.
Okay.
We both love to do the school run, so we share that responsibility. So I tend to get up between 6 and 7, work out, take Harper to school, then I go to the studio in London. That's where my design studio and my atelier is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it depends really what's going on. You know, I'm very close with all my teams, whether that is the design team, marketing, PR, you know, whatever that might be. You know, I have so many incredible people, such incredible talent in both New York and London.
I remember reading that you've said that anyone interested in fashion should work for people you admire and learn from them. Who was that person for you earlier in your career?
Well, you know, before I had my own brand, I was working for a denim brand and a handbag and accessories brand in Japan. And, you know, it was great learning, you know, when someone else is paying the bills, if you like. So it was, I think it's really important. You know, I really learned from other people in the industry, you know, so it was really interesting to do that, and to do that in somewhere like Japan, where it's very different to how we do things in the Western world. And as a source of inspiration was great.
Who's the dream person to wear your clothes?
Oh my gosh. I genuinely feel so proud when I see anyone choosing me. You know, I think that we have so many options, and if someone chooses to wear my clothing or carry one of my bags or wear my beauty, I feel, you know, quite humbled by that. But I would love to dress Cate Blanchett.
Oh, wonderful.
I do. I love her.
Wonderful. That feels doable.
That would be a dream. That would be a dream.
If you're not wearing Victoria Beckham, who are you wearing?
You know, maybe a little bit of vintage.
Okay.
I do like a little bit of vintage.
Where do you get your vintage?
I actually really love what goes around comes around when I'm here in New York. So I love to visit.
What's the last great vintage piece you bought?
Gosh. Well, I do like to collect vintage denim. So that would probably be when I'm here. What goes around comes around has an amazing collection.
The Run Through will be right back with Victoria Beckham.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Do you ever see a new face or name on your news feeds and say, "Who the heck is that?"
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't. The New Yorker says we spelunk deep into the demimonde with convivial delight. That's a direct quote.
Mostly, we're going to explain to you Irish star Barry Keoghan's sudden rise to fame and relationship with a not-so-under-the-radar pop princess named Sabrina.
The fake wedding Real Housewives star Cynthia Bailey had to promote a limo rental company.
And why all the Gen Zers you know are talking about a guy named Benson Boone.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we answer the most burning celebrity queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever owned something that inspired you to up your game? Maybe a chef-grade range made you want to hone your cooking skills, or a high-tech tennis racket made you want to work on your backhand. I recently bought a new pair of running shoes, and that made me love hitting the pavement again. Well, when we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Victoria, I do feel like the documentary that came out this fall was just a seismic event for
the culture world. I feel like everyone sort of stopped and couldn't talk about anything else. Did you expect that it would be that reaction?
We were thrilled by the reaction, because I think when you do something like that, it can go one of two ways. Yeah. We were very honest.
Yeah.
And I suppose that puts you in a position where you feel a little vulnerable, right? But it was quite the experience. And I think to be in the hands of Fisher, who is someone that we really admire and respect.
Fisher Stevens, who is the producer and director.
The director. Yeah, you know, you have to trust. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a time where we were just really, really honest. And I think when you feel honest, and when you're being honest, that can make you at your most vulnerable. And it was very real. It was, you know, there was no holding back.
Well, I have to say, my biggest takeaway from it was the Beckhams are all about family. But I'm curious about, what is the Beckham family group chat look like?
Well, I think it was Harper actually that set the chat up.
Okay.
And we all like to really participate. You know, we're a very close family, and we like to, even when we're traveling, make sure that we're all communicating regularly. And yeah.
Does it have a name?
I think it's not as interesting as you might think. I think it's like Beckham family chat or something like that. But you know,
what's your most used emoji?
Probably the crying emoji, where we're laughing, the cry, because everybody in the Beckham family does have. Well, I think we're all really funny, especially me, like really funny, like comedy value, right? I would like to think, yeah.
All right, so crying, laughing is very important. Mm-hmm. How often are you talking on the phone to your kids or seeing them?
A lot. Okay. A lot. You know, myself and David like to not travel at the same time, so one of us can always be home with Harper. Mm-hmm.
She's the only one who's still at home.
She is. You know, Cruz, he travels a lot, and, you know, Romeo has his own place right now, and Brooklyn lives in L.A.
Okay.
But me and David like to not be away at the same time.
Okay.
Because one of us likes to be at home doing the school run, you know, all those kind of things.
I know. I have to say, seeing Harper as an almost adult made me feel old, because I remember sitting next to her at one of your fashion shows and she was picking her nose as a four-year-old.
I know. Well, there was that iconic image of Harper sitting next to Anna.
Yes.
I think she had the same hair. She had the bob like Anna. The only difference was is that Harper had her entire fist up her nostril. Well, thankfully, Anna was not picking her nose, but Harper was. But they had, you know, matching hairstyles.
Well, I wonder, you know, what, now that you have kids who are adults, and mostly, I mean, three sons who are adults, do you have advice for them as they sort of enter dating, or for Brooklyn as a young married person?
I think you've just got to be there for them. You know, I think communication is key. And you know, to just be there.
Yeah.
And be there to support them, support him and Nicola. And
are you excited to be a grandmother? Is that going to happen
soon? Jesus. What? Woo! Hang on. I don't think it's happening just yet. Unless you guys know something that I don't, it's not happening just yet.
I got married in my late 20s, and to me, I was not ready yet, but immediately my mother was ready for that to be next topic of conversation.
I said to Anna, the last time I was with Anna, I was like, Anna, what do your grandchildren call you? And she said to me, Anna.
Well, they actually call her dog. That's been an evolution.
She did not tell me that. She said they call me Anna.
Yes.
And I was like, well, that is very elegant. So maybe I'll take that route.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But it's not happening just yet. But, you know, hopefully one day if I am blessed, then that would be wonderful. But we're not there just yet. Christ, it's hot. Guys, it's hot in here. What's happening?
I have to say, when we were doing research for this, we were amazed that you are the person who has been on the most Vogue covers of anyone we've interviewed.
Oh, stop.
31. Do you have a favorite? When you think of Vogue covers, do you have one that you go to immediately?
Sorry, how many was that?
31. Internationally.
Do I have a favorite? I love them all because I think every single one is different. Mm-hmm. I've worked with amazing photographers, makeup artists, hair. I don't know. I mean, I have to say I loved the Michael Janssen mm-hmm. cover that we did for British Vogue mm-hmm. that had one of the dogs on the cover. And people say don't work with dogs or children. And that cover was...
Was it your dog?
It was our dog. Okay. There was a dog and there was children. And there was Michael Janssen. It was a real moment.
And you have a big birthday coming up.
Yes.
Do you have plans?
I just want me and Dave and the kids to all be together.
Okay.
You know, I don't love big birthday parties. I just like to surround myself with the people that I love, that I care about.
Is there any, like, one word that comes to mind when you think about aging? Is it a good thing? Are there bad things?
I think it's good. I mean, I think that, you know, I feel very accomplished. I feel very content. I think to feel content is a real luxury. You know, yes, I'm ambitious. Yes, there is so much that I want to do, but I feel happy. I feel content. You know, I think if you are healthy, happy, content, but still driven and excited and still ambitious, then that's all good.
What is the Victoria's Secret to getting older? Is there one thing you want to tell people?
I think work hard, but, you know, have fun. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the journey, you know, over the years from being in the Spice Girls to starting my brand to being where I am now. I think it's about working hard, but really enjoying the journey is really key. Yeah. I enjoy every single day. I surround myself with great people that have a really good energy. You know, life is so valuable. And you learn to really appreciate.
I'm going to do a rapid fire round of quick questions.
Okay, good.
Dream vacation. Where is it? Ooh. Who's there? What are you doing?
Oh gosh, how is this quick? dream vacation. I'd say somewhere beautiful in Europe in the summertime. Yeah.
With the family?
With my family, yeah.
What's on the soundtrack?
90s soul and R&B.
Okay. Is there anything in your closet that Harper is not allowed to borrow?
No, I mean, I really do value my Jordan 4s. And she does, because I'm a secret collector of trainers, and she does like to wear them. Yeah.
Okay.
Even the really exclusive ones.
Okay.
I can't say no to her. All the kids can borrow anything that they want.
What's your favorite online shopping site?
First Dibs.
Mm-hmm. Not for denim.
Not for denim, but, you know, because, you know, I think that, you know, we, myself and David, you know, we love our homes mm-hmm. and, you know, you can find some great things.
What's the last great thing you got on First Dibs?
Probably some lights or something like that.
Okay. Do you have guilty pleasure TV? What's the last TV show you got very into?
You know, I do love a drama. I love British dramas.
We were talking in the office about Taylor Swift and mm-hmm. going to the Super Bowl and how she's mm-hmm. navigating being a, you know, a girlfriend of. And we said, you know, Victoria's sort of the queen mother of WAGs. Excuse me. I don't know if that's considered a derogatory term, is it?
No, go okay. for it. Queen what? Mother? Jesus, I was a grandmother, now I'm a queen mother?
Well, let's just say the reigning, the queen.
Okay.
Would you give any advice to Taylor on how to navigate the Super Bowl? Or
no, she's not playing. She's just there supporting. Christ, no. Leave her alone. No, she's just there to support her boyfriend and have fun, right?
Yes, one would think. It's the 30th anniversary of the Spice Girls, mm-hmm. which is very exciting. Is there a Spice Girls group chat?
No. Oh, actually, we do have a group chat.
What makes it sort of pop off? What are you guys excited to sort of get in touch about?
You know, I just think, listen, we're all mums.
Okay.
You know, we're all very close to our children and we've all got such different careers now. Mm. And it's always great to celebrate each other's birthdays, you know.
When's the last time you all got together?
It was quite some time ago. You know, we're all so busy. We're all traveling so yeah. much.
Is there any reunion talks?
There is not. There is not. I mean, there might be. Look, I am not going to be doing a reunion, but I love the girls so much. And I think what we created is so special and such a legacy and something really to be celebrated. You know, we just had some stamps.
I was just going to ask about that. Yeah. That's very exciting. How do you feel about knowing that people will be licking you.
Did Anna vet these questions?
She did.
Is what I want to know. All right, I mean, it's quite the thing, apparently. I didn't realize quite what an honor it was.
And
I was working out in the gym with David, and he was like, oh my God, you didn't tell me that you had these stamps.
Do you guys work out together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Two of us do, yeah. Yeah.
Most days. The same thing, or are you just sort of working out in tandem?
No, we work out together. We have a trainer, and we both do weightlifting together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. David's often the DJ. He likes to procrastinate.
What is he playing usually?
It's always the same, 90s soul and R&B.
Okay.
Yeah. He likes to procrastinate. I work much harder in the gym, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
The Run Through with Vogue is a production of Condé Nast. The show is produced by Susie Lechtenberg, Chelsea Daniel, and Alex John Burns, with engineering from Jake Loomis, Gabe Quiroga, and James Yost. It is mixed by Mike Kutchman. Chris Bannon is Condé Nast's head of global audio.
See you soon.
Bye.
Hi, we're Carlene and Jill, hosts of Breaking Beauty Podcast, the show all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty.
On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests like Emily Weiss of Glossier,
and you'll get beauty tips galore from the top pros in the industry, like Kim Kardashian's makeup guru, and you'll hear skincare secrets from the likes of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Plus, you'll get shopping help with our Damn Goods episodes, where we review the latest products hitting store shelves to let you know what's actually worth your money.
Listen every Wednesday to Breaking Beauty Podcast.